originally from China, but now she lives in Australia. She's a respected artist in the traditional Chinese style. She recently brought a collection of her paintings to the Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. In addition to doing art, Zhang practices Falun Gong. That's the Chinese exercise and meditation method that's taken off in the last 10 years, particularly in China, even though the government there violently persecutes people who do it. Chinese officials say it's a cult and politically subversive. But speaking through interpreter Suni Li, Zhang says it's just a way to improve physical and mental health. For example, 5 years ago, she had severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Before I started to learn Falun Gong, my life was actually in great danger because I could not even walk, not to mention to paint. So after I practiced Falun Gong in just 1 week, I totally recovered. So Falun Gong saved my life. It also saved my, you know, art career.
Zhang's painting style also changed, and she thinks improved, when she started Falun Gong, although all of her work bears the similarity of clearly coming out of the Chinese tradition. Her earlier paintings often depict landscapes and people. Some of the lines in these first phase works are almost like charcoal drawing, wide and rough. There are many dark colors, and some of the figures seem to be moving too quickly for the paintbrush to quite capture them. But in her newer works, Zhang believes her newfound inner peace shows through. The newer paintings feature thin, clean lines. They seem to exude a peaceful stillness, even when the subjects are caught in motion. Many of them feature meditating Buddhas, and there are many bright or pale colors, colors that at times seem to shine right out of the page. Zhang says that quality amazed the head of an art gallery in Germany.
He said all the paintings look like, you know, coming from other dimensions, not from this human world. And he kept asking her, what color do you use? Or what kind of, you know, special material do you use to paint these Buddhas? And the artist just said, you know, just something in this human world, but the director just wouldn't believe it. And he said, all these pictures look like to me just, you know, coming from other dimensions. So I think from here you may sense a little bit difference of the painting style. It's the inner peace inside.
People in other countries are enjoying Zhang's recent works too. The presidents of Russia and the Czech Republic have her paintings, and so does the Queen of the Netherlands. But she isn't touring just to publicize her work. Zhang hopes her paintings will bring some beauty into the lives of those who see them, bring out the core tenets of Falun Gong, that's truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And also she wants to bring some attention to the plight of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Hongzhi Li introduced his Falun Gong teachings to the public in 1992. 7 years later, the Chinese government suddenly cracked down on the practice. To date, practitioners say the government has detained at least 50,000 people. And for several months, Zhang was one of them. After her recovery from arthritis, she went back to China to try to persuade the government to change its policies. Instead, she landed in jail. Through her interpreter, she recounted the story to several people who came for an opening ceremony connected with her exhibit at the Wisconsin Capitol.
In the prisons, I was subject to brutal beatings. I was once sent to male criminal cells. In the over 7 month detention, I was not allowed to leave the room. There were scabies all over my body.
Zhang was eventually freed with the help of the Australian government, but many other Falun Gong practitioners are still in jail, and they maintain the government has no reason to feel threatened by them. During the Wisconsin event, Zhang and other practitioners demonstrated Falun Gong exercise using a recording of music and words. All the exercises are slow and meditative. In some of them, Zhang and the other people stretch gracefully, holding each position for a few seconds. Other times, they hold their hands an inch or two away from their bodies and trace what are said to be energy lines that run up and down the body. Besides trying to improve people's understanding of Falun Gong, Zhang is donating proceeds from the sale of one of her most popular paintings to charity, half to help Falun Gong practitioners in China, the other half to help children of September 11th victims. Zhang says that's to thank the U.S. government for its support, and she sympathizes with the children's plight.
When I was in China, my 16-year-old daughter could not get sleep because she missed her mom. So I wish to give this sum of money to the 911 Children Fund Relief.
Zhang hopes Americans will return the empathy. The painter is calling on kind-hearted people around the world to do what they can to help the plight of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.